before our confession of sin this morning, I'm going to ask you to recall David's fall into sin. It's recounted in 2 Samuel. You know that David's sin started out with idleness. The time when kings normally went to war, he was in his palace. He coveted his neighbor's wife. The lust led to adultery. That led to lying and scheming to cover up his sin, which led to even greater sin and murder. And theft from a loyal soldier. You know, in fact, Uriah was one of the 30 mighty men of Israel who he had killed to hide his sin. I'm sure he must have had pangs of conscience, but he had handled the situation, and he was, after all, the king, and he could console himself with that only that Joab and Bathsheba knew for sure what he'd done. And I'm sure he returned to the idea that he was, after all, a righteous king. And when Nathan came to visit him, Nathan was the person he recognized as a prophet. He had a high regard for Nathan. In fact, one of his sons is named Nathan, perhaps even after the prophet Nathan. But he was always ready to hear what Nathan had to say. And Nathan brought him a story of injustice. He told him about there was once a city in which two men lived, a rich man and a poor man. And he told the story about how the rich man had many flocks and much wealth. The poor man had only this one little lamb that he even kept with his family, ate with his family. And then when the rich man had a visitor come, instead of taking from his own flock, he took the poor man's lamb and sacrificed it for his visitors. And when David heard that, he burned with indignation and righteousness. David said, "As the Lord lives, the man who has done this thing shall surely die." And then Nathan's response. Imagine how this pierced David. "You are the man." How often do we hear, or ought we to hear, God telling us, "You are the man. You are the woman who's done this thing." When we're convicted by reading the Word, when we hear the story of other people's falls or transgressions or sins or mistakes, how often ought we to think, "That sounds like me"? When we reflect on our own conduct, there's nothing that's hidden from God. All that we hide from other people is not hidden from God. We are the man. We are sinners who must cling to the mercy and forgiveness which is in Jesus the Christ. Please allow me to pray. Dear Father, we ask you to show us our sins. And we thank you for the forgiveness that is in Jesus. Your word states about Jesus, "And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself. By him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you, who were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he is reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, present you holy and blameless and above all reproach in his sight. Father, we praise you for having the mercy that has brought us to the forgiveness of Jesus. In his saving name we pray. Amen."